Good afternoon, I'm Linda Dow. Today on In Focus, we shine the spotlight on local live theater and the impact that it has in our communities. My guest Marilyn Nicholas Dawn brings her passion for live theater and her talents to the Perth Studio Theater, drawing on 24 years of experience in the television industry, working as a producer, director, and video editor. I'm pleased to welcome Marilyn Nicholas Dawn. Hi, Marilyn. I'm wondering, how did you become so passionate about live theater?
Oh, probably all the way back to high school when I stumbled into a theater class and auditioned for a play. And I think kind of once you're bit by that bug, it stays with you pretty much all your life. So I have loved every moment that I've spent in community theater.
And 24 years, that's a long time to be involved in the arts.
Well, it's been more than that. I have been lucky enough to sort of direct my theater passion into a career in television, where I've been working for the last 24 years. But it's probably been about 40 years since I've been involved with community theater. So that's a lot of productions.
A lot of experience, too. When did you become involved with the Perth Studio Theater?
Well, I'm a fairly new resident around here. I was living in Acton before that and did a lot of theater in the Georgetown Theater Group. So I've been here about a year and a half, 2 years, and I got involved almost right away, probably within the first month of moving here. I have a great friend who's involved with Perth Theater. And she pulled me in real quick.
Okay. And I'm just wondering, what all do you do there?
Well, my first sort of foray into their production was being asked to be a stage manager. And that was a lot of fun. I've only done it once before. So it was sort of all new to me, being new to their group as well, and how each group does things slightly differently. And it was so much fun, though. What a great core group of people that they have there. They're so passionate. And I mean, everybody's a volunteer, and the long hours that everybody puts in, but they do it because they love it. And so you kind of find like you're with like-minded people, because I do it because I love it.
Right. Now, I know you're very excited to talk about a brand new program that is just launching that you're coordinating, right? So tell us about that, Marilyn.
I've always really been passionate about kids being involved with theater, mostly because then I think it creates a lifelong love of theater, and that is the future for theater, is that even if they don't go on to pursue it and even be a part of it, they will at least be an audience member. And so theater can't thrive without audience members coming. And so instilling in the youth a love of theater and just knowledge about how productions are done has always been something that I've loved. In fact, I loved it so much that I created summer camps while I was working full-time in Toronto. I still went back to the Trenton area, and I did 4 summers of summer camps for kids there, where I had been doing theater before I moved to Toronto area for work.
Now,
Sorry,
go ahead. Go ahead.
There didn't seem to be sort of a youth component to the Perth Studio group that I was new to. And I was talking up youth, we got to get young people in here and whatever. Mm-hmm. And so they said, well, okay, do you want to volunteer to head that up? And I was like, okay, I opened my mouth, away
did.
I go. So here
so,
I am.
So this is brand new to Perth then, right? The youth people coming
in.
Yeah,
it's not that there hasn't been a lot of, there's like musical theater, of course, the Perth choir group does a wonderful production every fall that I think involves a lot of, I think mostly musicals for them as well. There are some other outlets around here, but I think the Perth Studio really hasn't had like a constant core group of young people.
Right.
And I think that's what we're trying to build here.
I think it's wonderful that you're doing this. Tell us about how this is going to work now. There's a series of workshops. How many are there? When do they happen? And what is going to happen at those workshops?
Okay. Yes, we decided to start testing the waters with the youth with a series of workshops, just to give them a broad scope of a little bit of everything. There are 11 in this series with 7 different facilitators, so 7 different people bringing their passion and their experience and sharing that with the young people that have signed up for the workshops. And they begin on April 1st, and it's going to run every Saturday morning until the end of June, except for a couple of long weekend ones. We won't run one on those weekends. They're going to get such a wide variety of things. Like, we have somebody that's going to take them and show them the sound equipment and the lighting equipment and how you would approach lighting a particular play, and like sort of hands-on experience, showing them what the lights do and why you wouldn't light this way and whatever, and what our studio is capable of. And they're going to really be doing hands-on. They're going to learn improv, so thinking on your feet and gaining experience and knowledge and learning how to tell a story sort of just off the cuff. That's a lot of fun to do, and kids just are really have a blast with that. I've done that with them, and it's so much fun. You can end up laughing until you're crying.
It sounds like a lot of fun, and skills that they can take on the outside of the theater as well, into real life, right? Whether they use it in theater in the future or not, it sounds like.
Oh, well, I would think absolutely. Yeah. I mean, just standing on a stage and delivering a monologue that you've learned gains you that much more confidence, and also memory work.
Right.
And being part of a team when you do theater, you learn how to work with other people and to solve problems and meet deadlines, because you have to, memorize and get on stage at a certain date.
Right.
So there are all kinds of life skills that you learn in theater, for
sure. Incredible. And, not everybody wants to be on the stage, right? So it sounds like you're teaching them a lot of things that, with lighting and getting the stage ready and that sort of thing. So there's a lot on the stage and off the stage that they can learn, it sounds like.
Well, this is it. I think when kids are young is to expose them to as many things as you can, all the parts of the theater. It's not just the actors that make a production. There's like, how do you make props, or where do you find them? Looking at this play, here's a scene. How are you going to create the costumes that best express that character? And, how do you move in those costumes? And how do you project your voice across the stage? And, how do you manage all of that? Who's the one that's calling the lights, and how's the stage management thing working out? And even all the way down to, we have somebody that's going to show them in a 10-minute play format how to write a play. What's the beginning, middle, and end? And they're going to go away and write a little play and come back on another class workshop and read them and perform them. So there's a great learning curve there as well.
That's incredible.
So experiencing all the parts of it is the best way to learn it all.
And you have a very impressive lineup of instructors as well, facilitators.
Oh, I was delighted that a lot of them said yes, and we have some more waiting in the wings, and hopefully for future workshops we can pull some other people in. But yes, we've got... Danny and Dave Corbishley are also fairly new to the Studio Theatre Perth, but they have a lot of former years of experience in theatre and are very passionate about what they do. So we're going to have a lot of fun, with the youth, with them. We have a professional actress and somebody who does these amazing and they're so amazing. They're gross makeup wounds and scars and things. And she's going to have fun with the kids with that one. And, other people who just love doing, costuming, and they're passionate about that. And, Working with kids, a lot of them are really passionate about that as well, and bringing their skills and helping the kids find their way and to what they would be then passionate about as well.
It sounds like they're going to have a lot of fun.
When somebody's really enthusiastic about something they do, that's very infectious as well. So
absolutely. So fun is a big part of this, right?
Absolutely. I mean, if it's not fun, then it's a drag.
Who wants
and
to
that's
do it?
No good.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah.
And you know, this will inspire young people to join the theater and to, you know, bring some fresh blood into the theater and keep things going, keep it sustainable. I think that's a really, really great idea that you've got there.
Yeah, I think it seemed like in the 70s there was a big passion for forming community theater groups, and they seem to have popped up in a lot of small little towns all over, probably all across Canada. But now that they've been going 40, 50 years, or, the core group of people that maybe started when they were 20 or 30 are a lot older now.
Mm-hmm.
And not that other people haven't joined, but if you don't keep bringing young people in, eventually, your membership is going to dwindle away. And so you want to keep bringing young people in and inspiring them. And you got to have stuff for them to do and to learn. So this is one way to do that. The workshops are a start. Then we can also hopefully choose plays that have a lot more parts for kids, and then do specific productions that just have kids in them.
That sounds great. So
let them do all the parts of it, direct it, do the lighting, do the sound, do costuming. It's a full kids production. That would be what we're aiming for.
Sounds great. So 11 weeks, they start, the workshops start April 1st. They're every Saturday for 11
yeah.
weeks. They end the 24th of June. And then apparently you have a parents' night too, right? June the 28th.
Yeah, we're just going to do it'll just be like a showcase. It's not going to be, we're not doing a full production, a whole play or anything, but there'll be little snippets. A couple of them that have a wonderful monologue they want to share, a costume that they've created. They can do the lighting, some improv work. They'll show off that, whatever. That'll just be like a little showcase night for the kids to show off what they've learned and what they've created.
Okay, and is that open to everyone, not just the parents?
Absolutely. There's no charge. And it's going to be at the Studio Theater on the Wednesday night. So, it's open for anybody that might be interested. We're actually, unfortunately, this... We've had a great response, and these spring workshops are now full.
I wondered about that. I was going to ask you that. Registration has already happened, and I was going to ask you how many youth can you accept at this point, but you're telling us now that registration is full. However,
yes, unfortunately, and we have started a waiting list and also an email list so that, we can build up our youth membership, and then we will have to split it into two groups in the fall if we have that many that are interested, and just do sort of younger aged groups and then the older kids in a separate group. We'll see how that plays out in the fall.
Right.
But we have some other ideas for maybe another set of 8 or 10 workshops for the fall. And there are a couple productions coming up that do have young parts for younger players, so you want they'll want to watch for that as well.
Well, I'm really amazed that it's taken off like this, and you've got such a good response, good feedback, and the registration's full. I think that's amazing. You've done an incredible job. I'm just wondering, how important has this accomplishment been for you personally?
Well,
I'm
very, very delighted that it was a great turnout, because you never know when you set out to do something
right.
that it might just sort of peter out and fall flat, and that maybe, there wasn't going to be the interest that I thought there was, mm-hmm. there would be. So I'm very delighted that there are people are still inquiring and sort of sad to find out that it is full, and they're happy to put themselves on a waiting list for future. So that bodes well for forming a youth company and having full youth productions, and that's kind of what the aim is, and it looks like it might get there, which is very satisfying.
That's incredible. So for you personally and for the studio theater, it's a great thing. And what impact will it have on the community, do you think? Maybe you've already covered that, have you?
Well, I don't know about impact, but I think that it's always great for young people to find a place where they can go and be with like-minded others and to feel like they're part of a team. And I think, like I had mentioned before to other people, that, you know, not everybody is a scholar, not everybody's a math whiz, not everybody's an athlete. And, you know, there are kids that love to draw and paint and dance and act and haven't yet to discover what they love to do. And so what a great community to be a part of at the theater, because people are there because they love it, and that is very infectious. And also there's kind of a magical feeling when you get to a theater. I don't know, it's like something in the pit of your stomach. Mm-hmm, and it's, right. I think that kids that are drawn to it will feel that, and they'll just want to keep doing it. And so there's the future of theater, is that they have to get that bug and then run with it and keep it there.
Well, I think it's a wonderful thing that you're doing, and it seems like it's a really good time for this as well. You know, when we've all had been closed up with COVID and you know, people shut in, and it's great for the kids to get out now and do something. Now, I guess we didn't mention the ages are between 10 and 17. I don't know whether that will change for you as you move through and do your fall program, but is that the age group that you're looking at now?
Well, right now that's the age group, and I think probably based on the registration that we have right now, it seems to be hovering around the average ages 12 to 13. Now, there have been a few older kids in choir and some younger ones, and so, you know, siblings of those that have signed up are a little too young and stuff, but they would like to. So we may, you know, look towards a future of, like, say, maybe 8 to 12 and 12 to 17 or something like that. So the teens can kind of hang out together and the younger ones can, we can focus on them as well to themselves. So that might work. We'll see how we do in the fall. We'll see what happens. This is kind of all new ground, and so we're just exploring, and we'll have a look after these are done and see what worked and what didn't, and what can we improve on and move forward from there.
You know, you've really started something here, Marilyn.
Yeah, I don't know. I hope so.
This is wonderful.
I hope that it takes off and we keep going.
So I just wanted to recap on that for our listeners. The Perth Youth Players workshops begin April 1st, but unfortunately, they're filled, unfortunate in one way, but great for you people in another. For more information, I guess you could go to Perth Studio Theatre website or contact Marilyn.
They
They
do have a youth on their website. There's a youth tab, and they can just click there, and they'll find all kinds of information and how to contact me at the Youth Players.
Okay, so Youth Players email. @studiotheatreperth.com, right?
Right.
Okay. Marilyn, thank you so much, and good luck. This will be really wonderful to see this all come about in the town of Perth. It's really fantastic that you're doing this and that you're devoting so much of your time and talents. We really appreciate what you're doing.
Well, thank you, and I thank everybody that helped me and kind of let me take the ball and run with it, and here we are now today, so hopefully it gets bigger and better as we go forward.
We'll keep tabs on you, and we'll talk to you again about this. Thanks. Best of luck.
Thank you very much, Linda. Thank you.
My guest, Marilyn Nicholas-Dawn, is Youth Coordinator at the Studio Theatre in Perth. I'm Linda Dow. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.